Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The airstrikes intensifying in Rafah as Israeli forces continue their offensive in the southern Gaza city, where a million people have fled since the start of the war. ABC's Britt Clennett in Tel Aviv has more on the strike over the weekend, believed to have killed at least 50.
The IDF claiming it was the fire that broke out following the strike that caused mass civilian casualties, and that they're investigating what triggered that fire. The IDF saying the strike targeted two Hamas commanders. Meanwhile, the mass exodus of the formerly safe zone continues.
The jury in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial will get the case today. The judge is expected to deliver final instructions shortly, and after that, deliberations begin. In the same courthouse where the Trump case is happening, disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein is scheduled to show up for a hearing, his rape conviction having been tossed out. Giant pandas are coming back to the National Zoo in Washington 6 months after three pandas were sent back to China. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge could restore union rights to Wisconsin public sector workers taken away under Act 10. In oral arguments yesterday, attorney Stephen Carl Kilpatrick said lawyers were within their rights to treat police and firefighters differently.
The legislature decided that this passage of Act 10 could create labor disruption. And what it decided was that there were certain job categories that it could not live without.
There's no timeline for the judge's ruling. A 100-year-old World War II veteran who survived the D-Day invasion was celebrated during a parade in Wisconsin this week. Jack Krzyzewski was part of Pulaski's Memorial Day commemorations Monday. He's going back to Normandy next week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The city is adding traffic lights to a busy Northside intersection, Northport Drive and School Road. City engineers say over the last 5 years, there have been 15 crashes there. It's right near Mendota Elementary, where kids walk every day. One resident told WKOW she avoids that area altogether because it feels stressful and dangerous. The lights should be up and running this summer before the new school year starts. And a special Madison student now has her diploma. Her name is Sarah Wells, and she's 92 years old. She had to leave high school more than 70 years ago to help her mom at work. Then she became a mom and grandma, but last year she decided it was time. She asked her daughter to take her to Madison College so she could enroll in classes. She's their oldest student to graduate with a high school equivalency. And now she's headed to college. She's planning to audit classes at UW-Madison. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willy Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear down to 43. Tomorrow, sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Dutch Boy DuraClean is an interior paint and primer in one that can be made into thousands of color options. And it's formulated with Stay Clean technology, so your home stays beautiful longer. It's washable, scrubbable, and stain resistant. Save big on DuraClean paint from Menards. Visit us in store and online at Menards.com to learn about all the great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by comedian and former Dinner in a Movie host, Paul Gilmartin. We'll talk about the new Dinner in a Movie reboot, and I'll be joined in studio by filmmaker Craig Anthony Knitt.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Yesterday was Memorial Day. It's a good time to reflect on how Americans fought and died so that we may enjoy the freedoms guaranteed to us by a democratic government. A government that, as President Lincoln said, of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth.
He doesn't do Robert De Niro as well as Carlos does. He's not very good at it. Yeah, I need the nose thing. I need that. All right, we'll have Carlos.
You need some famous movie lines.
Yes, exactly. God bless Robert De Niro. Oh, my God, that just ended. It just sounded like a scene from one of his gangster movies. Right? Just, hey, yo, trying to be gentleman over here. I have to hear more. Yeah, a little bit. Your enthusiasm's going to be a little bit much.
I don't mean to scare you. No, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. Yep. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's told us, for one.
Yeah.
He went on to say.
Somehow he even got self-styled patriots to support a man who called for terminating the Constitution. And on January 6th, rallied an angry mob to threaten democracy, leaving death and destruction in its wake. That's why I needed to be involved and wanted to be involved in the new Biden-Harris era.
Yep. By the way, should we play that one more time? It's great. 18.
From midnight tweets to drinking bleach to tear gassing citizens and staging a photo op, we knew Trump was out of control when he was president. Then he lost the 2020 election and snapped, desperately trying to hold on to power. Now he's running again, this time threatening to be a dictator, to terminate the Constitution.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Trump wants revenge, and he'll stop at nothing to get it.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Our friend Mark Hamill, who will join us for LA Sexy Liberals, he's speaking out. People really and truly feel like this could be the end of. I just got off the phone with Malcolm Nance. I wanted to, because, you know, we're all emotional about a lot of issues, but one of the things he's, you know, laid his life down for is democracy. Mm-hmm. And he truly feels, you know, we're facing the end of our democracy. Right. And, anyway, a lot of great stuff to talk about. But let's one more. Robert De Niro.
Because it shows the violence of Trump.
and reminds us that he'll use violence against anyone who stands in the way of his megalomania and greed. But it's a coward's violence. You think Trump ever threw a punch himself or took one? This guy who ran and hid in the White House bunker when there were protesters outside? No way.
He is. He's a fake tough guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one more.
He doesn't get blood on his hands. No, he doesn't. He directs the mob to do his dirty work for him by making a suggestion, an inference. And his gang grovels and follows his obvious order.
Yep. And now we bring you the most New York moment ever.
The Democrats, you are gangsters. You are gangsters.
I mean,
I love New York.
That's Robert De Niro.
Well, they were. They were acting like gangsters and bullies, just like Trump. They were trying to, you know,
they denigrated the cops.
And, you know, and by the way, good on the Biden camp. You know, they've got all these stupid, like, what are the four treasons, whoever they call them, guys that all dress in the red ties and come out and lie for Trump. It's good. We'll use the cameras to get, you know, our message out. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, Chris, people just, they feel the need to do their Stephanie Miller stories now because you issued a direct challenge.
I mean,
you have called bull on a story that was not bull. It was a true Steph head. Now people.
The past few days have been very entertaining.
Will be an end point. The problem is every time I read one, more people. This one I'm going to call true. See, this is the problem. Now we have a fake news disinformation problem.
Okay.
David tweeted, my tire blew out. Fortunately, I was across the street from mechanics. Next day, a worker on the other crew gave me a ride. I saw Stephanie Miller show on his Sirius radio. Your choice, I asked. I've been listening for years. Most boring Stephanie Miller forum story ever. See, now we can't even have nice boring.
You know how I know that's not true? It would have said Stephanie Mills.
No, it doesn't. It says Stephanie Miller, so there's just a picture of Stephanie Mills. All right, I'll try. I can't get through all of them, but Dave, proof of Steph-headedness here in deep red North Georgia mountains. It's hard to find another Steph-head, and I've yelled Sheboygan and Bark Park and all the CVS stores in my area. But I have absolute proof your future husband, Keith Olbermann, is a Steph-head. On his podcast, he frequently uses the number 11 billion, or does that make him a Chris-head? Dave, the lonesome liberal in North Carolina.
Chris head.
I'm going to guess he is a Chris head. Hey, why not? Okay, Rita, subject line Hitler burger.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hi, Mama. A man seated next to me at the corner of a Minneapolis diner orders a Hitler burger with a side of trans fat. With tears in my eyes, I said, sir, are you a fan of the Stephanie Miller show? He replied, Stephanie who? Rita in Minnesota. That was just a right-wing MAGA guy that was ordering a Hitler burger.
I go now to the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger, the Hitler burger. I go now to the Hitler burger to get myself my lunch.
Was she getting her lunch?
Her lunch?
Hern? Okay.
Whatever.
I
bobbled that one.
Oh, you need to get the fish jingle for this one. Mark, thank God I listened to SMS. Steph, wanted to relay what happened to me this past Memorial Day weekend, attending a family clam bake and fish fry at the lake. The adults were sitting around watching the kids on the dock fishing. Suddenly, I heard a lot of giggling over on the dock. Imagine my horror. One of the kids was bent over with his pants around his ankles. Another kid had a fish in his hand, taking aim at the first kids behind. I managed to yell, hey, don't shove that fish up your ass, just in time. Meanwhile, the kid's mother went running by me, and as she did, she put her hand on my shoulder and said, thank God you listen to the Stephanie Miller show. My redneck uncle heard this and said, the Stephanie Miller show, I stumbled across that one time when I was trying to listen to both sides. All right. This is fun. Oh, sorry. I stopped the love music now.
Yeah.
This is fun.
All right.
Trump has...
we'll be the judge of that.
Trump has gone on an all-caps panicked rant right before the jury decides his fate. Kangaroo court! That's fun. Uh-oh, we're stuck in caps lock, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Pack a sweater. Kangaroo court! A corrupt and conflicted judge, reliance on counsel of advice of counsel not allowed by Mershonda First. His rulings on a case that should, according to all legal scholars and experts, never have been brought, have been made this Biden-pushed wish on. There was no crime except for the bum that got caught stealing from me. In God we trust. Are you just reading off his money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kangaroo court. I hope they bounce your ass into jail. Okay. Yeah, Katie Fang had tweeted, before the lawyers depart, Judge Mershon strongly tells Todd Blanche he doesn't think it was an accident when Blanche told the jury they should think twice before sending a man to prison. Mershon to Blanche, your statement was outrageous and highly inappropriate. Mershon's tone was tempered, but you could tell he was angry with Blanche. Mershon noted that Blanche's experience, as a federal prosecutor suggests this was no accident on his part. Give me 14, another legal expert talking about
jury instructions have wording to the effect of what you just said, which it is not for the jury to consider punishment. That is for the court. Todd Blanche knows that. This was not a slip of the tongue. He knew what he was doing. Yes, Judge Mershon gave a curative instruction to the jury, but it's like a tube of toothpaste. Once it's been, it's out of the tube, you can't put it back in, and the jury heard it.
Yeah, exactly, because that's all they've got left. Yep. Is the same thing that got them there, slimy cheating.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And yes, he was a former federal prosecutor, and he knows that. So he knew what effect it would have on the jury, and now they're going to think, oh, geez, well, I might have been convinced, but he could go to prison for this. And maybe they don't even realize how influenced they have become, but it's definitely a possibility. So, you know, he knew what he was doing, and it's unfortunate for the prosecution, really.
So Trump's defense lawyer may have committed a ruinous blunder during his closing argument. He characterized Michael Cohen as dishonest and untrustworthy, but David Pecker is truthful. This defense made no sense at all.
No.
Right? Because David Pecker provided some of the most damning evidence and corroborated Cohen.
Yeah.
So that defense makes no sense, and I'm not...
It seems like the lawyer team is being directed by someone who's unhinged.
Right. Yes. That was essentially a gift to prosecutors, according to one analyst. Todd Blanche just painted David Pecker as a truth teller in a marked contrast to portrayal of Michael Cohen. If I'm prosecutor Josh Steinglass, I just did a happy dance.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb, the guy on the oatmeal box. No, he's Trump's FOIA lawyer.
Right.
Same mustache, though. Okay. He predicted a guilty verdict in Trush's...
Let's hope he is correct.
He's the one that predicted 4 days of jury deliberation. But so he surmised a Friday verdict, but that would be if it's... Deliberation started yesterday. We'll see. I mean,
they're literally getting the jury instructions as we speak right now, and so probably in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think you can follow a formula as to when a jury will come back.
No.
Huh, still no Melania. That's so sad.
Aww.
Tiffany was there. Wow.
Tiffany was there and ignored by her father.
No Ivanka, though.
No Ivanka. She's smarter than her.
Or Jared. Yeah.
She's smarter than her siblings.
Be best I stay away from whore trial. I don't have that much resilience. New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic.
Be best.
I get allergic smelling bull. Okay.
Stop.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop bullying Stephanie.
Pardon me?
Stop bullying her.
Stephania. She wants to be bullied.
I have another statement from the bassinet of the 45th press.
He's so boring.
Was this the middle of the night rant?
Yes, I believe the one.
I just read was this morning.
That was right before he walked into court.
We have a judge who's highly conflicted who happens to be corrupt. Yes, there's confliction. Is that a word?
No.
Okay. It's the worst anyone's ever seen. No one's ever seen anything like it. Where's Walter? I need Walter. Coping mechanism. Have you ever noticed that no one's ever seen anything like anything? Like the victimhood that he is. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong.
Did he just refer to himself in the third person again?
This is everybody saying it, except we have a judge who's corrupt. I have a gag order. I'm not allowed to speak.
As he's speaking.
It's a very sad day. Sad. This is a dark day in America. Oh, God, I need something here. We have a rigged court case that should never have been brought. Should have been brought in another jurisdiction. Wait a minute. What? It's a case that never should have been brought, but also should have been brought in a different jurisdiction.
But you crime committed happened. In New York.
I can see why this defense is going so well.
Wow.
As you know, we asked for that. The judge never allows us anything.
Aww.
Just to add, we had an election expert who was going to say that everything was perfect. Where the FEC did nothing, it was fine. And we had a lot of other people. I can give you a list of 40 people who would say the exact same thing as these people say. So thank you all very much. We'll see how it goes. This is a very dangerous day for America. It's a very sad day. Thank you.
Sad.
Oh, my God. No wonder his defense is a mess. It's what, that's what he actually said. Mm-hmm. We, hang on. We have a rigged case that should never have been brought, and it should have been brought in another jurisdiction.
Oh, he makes no sense. Oh, my
God.
When has he ever made sense?
That's a good point. Good point.
Oh, Lord. Okay. E. Jean Carroll's lawyer says new lawsuit may be on the table. After Trump's... Oh, this is fantastic. He's already, just for you keeping track, he's lost two defamation suits brought by E. Jean Carroll. He was he is adjudicated rapist.
Yes.
Okay. Roberta Kaplan said, we have said several times since the last jury verdict in January, all options were on the table. That remains true today. All options are on the table. Okay. Let's hurry up and get him convicted in this one so we can get to the next criming. Whew. So little time, so much criming. Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steak.
Oh, yummy.
I give and I give. Like little Santa Claus.
I had some of the fries last night.
The seasoned fries, those are new. How are they?
They're really good.
They're like steak fries. They're not like...
Yeah, they're thick. Gigantic. Oh, my God. Yeah. The filet mignons were amazing. Okay. I give you hot dogs, caramel apple tartlets.
I ate the hot dogs last night.
Oh, fantastic. The entire pack?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Four. It's four of them. Yes.
Oh, wow. I got chicken, I got burgers, I got filet mignon. Your dad's going to freak out. I'm telling you, $89, you get this huge thing of steak and all these amazing sides and other protein. Quantity, quality, oh, my God, it's all there. Daddy's going to love you. You're going to be daddy's little killer boy. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the code Stephanie, get the deluxe Father's Day gift package today, plus four free burgers. They throw in, they just chuck them in there at the end.
Whoa.
Mm. Okay. Omaha Steaks, order the deluxe Father's Day gift packages with 20 unforgettable entrees plus four free burgers for just $89.99 when you use that promo code Stephanie. Every purchase backed by their unconditional money back guarantee.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch. So you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. He's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour tickets are $11 billion less than Taylor Swift tickets, and we're just as fun. Right, Seth, Homo of Hope in Los Angeles, sexyliberal.com. Seattle, we're coming to you Saturday. Hi, Seth.
So much fun. Hello, homos, and Jody runs the showmo. Mm-hmm. So before I give you my three predictions, mm-hmm. I do want to say a true story. Okay. It's supposed to have been like over 10 years ago. I was at a meeting at work, and somebody said they were from Denver. And without missing a beat, I just called out, City by the Bay. And that room just went silent, and eyes just looked at me. Uh-huh. And I thought, okay, nobody here has ever put Stephanie in the box.
I love that we get credit for every movie and TV show ever.
That's Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's Will Ferrell.
I guarantee you, when I say that on stage at Denver Sexy Liberal, there'll be people in the audience going, "There's no bay.
It's Ron Burgundy, baby.
What is he talking about?"
Ron Burgundy?
No,
Blades of Fire.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory.
Anyway, go ahead, Seth.
So here are my three predictions.
Number one,
the American people are smarter than everybody thinks, and especially in North Carolina and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan, and they will all go for Biden. Number two, everybody's smarter than every stupid media poll. And number three, I think Trump is going down on Friday, and so I say, not just Wednesdays, make every day hump day. Okay. Friday's going to be a special hump day.
All right, yeah.
Because okay. I think that's when it's happening, and I think that jury's going to get in there, and they'll take that first straw poll, and it will be like pretty clear, and then they'll probably just have to go through some motions of like, let's just double check all the boxes.
Let's hope.
And I think we're on the way to Georgia. What's stopping the Georgia?
Let's go.
Trial from right. happening.
And you know, Frangela's here on Friday, so I'm going to say that's the party that we deserve. This is hour three of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yep.
Trump conviction.
Yeah, maybe the verdict will come down then.
Michael tweets, "I'm sad to hear that Richard Dreyfuss has become Senator Bob Rumson from American President." He's Sam.
People want leadership, Mr. President. Yeah. In the absence of genuine leadership, they'll listen to anyone who steps up to the microphone. They want leadership. They're so thirsty for it, they'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage, and when they discover sand. There's no water, they'll drink the sand.
Yep.
People don't drink the sand because they're thirsty. They drink the sand because
because they don't know the difference.
I'm Bob Brumson, and I'm running for president.
Well, now you can add Dennis Quaid
to that. I want President Biden to say, I'm Biden, and I am president, bitches.
Yeah.
Come on, do it. What?
You can add Dennis Quaid to that stack, too.
Oh, dear Jesus.
He's a Trump supporter.
So it was in Jaws that we mentioned this yesterday. It was a Jaws screaming.
Right.
The streaming. The theater has apologized because people came, as you said, to hear about Jaws.
Right.
He ranted about trans people, Barbara Streisand, the Me Too movement, women in general. He said the parents of trans youth, allowing them to transition, was bad parenting. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Bob Rubson. 29 minutes after the hour. Malcolm Nance next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin collected more medications during Drug Takeback Day than first thought. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency adjusted its numbers and found Wisconsin ranked first in the country. The initial tally showed Wisconsin was second. People in Wisconsin turned in more than 55,000 pounds of unwanted medicine on April 27th. 70% of American adults say they're more worried about their children's mental health than their physical well-being. Psychiatrist Deborah Fernandez-Turner recommends online depression screenings.
It is really a great way to get support, and the earlier you seek treatment and the earlier you seek support, the easier it's going to be to get that support.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a new place to get a margarita or old-fashioned in Middleton, but none of it has alcohol. Owner Christy Tanner opened Sober Social just a few weeks ago. It's a fully alcohol-free bottle shop. That's a bold move in a state that contains 41 of the nation's 50 drunkest counties. But everybody can be interested for their own reasons.
What I'm hearing is not like stories of lack. I'm not hearing stories of addiction. I'm hearing stories of people wanting to live, wanting to participate, and this is how they know how to do it.
Sober Social is open Wednesday through Saturday. And our two Wisconsin kids at the Scripps National Spelling Bee made it through the preliminary round. 13-year-olds Aiden from Middleton and Nethra from Franklin both aced the events on Tuesday. They spelled words like oviparous, traineau, sabermetrics, and glissando. If they make it through today, they're in tomorrow's finals. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
All kinds of sunshine today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear down to 43. Tomorrow sunshine 70 by Friday. Partly cloudy with a high near 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time when we welcome back Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson on the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
more images like we saw. He talks about a red line, and there are some who've said in the last 24 hours, if this isn't a red line, watching what these women and children went through in this camp, many of them killed, what is? How does the president handle Prime Minister Netanyahu right now?
Well, I think he's been trying to do all of this back channel. But the most important goal, I believe, for this this presidency right now is to get Netanyahu to resign.
Senator Claire McCaskill went on to say,
and Netanyahu is holding on to power by his fingernails because of the far right, who sees the destruction of Gaza and all areas of any Palestinians in Israel as their goal. Their goal is very extreme, and that's how he is in power.
One last one, Claire McCaskill, and then we'll get
So if he backs up on them, he cannot be in power anymore because he doesn't have the coalition he needs. So I think that Biden has to continue to try to press other people in the Israeli government to move as quickly and as strongly as they can to get Netanyahu out of that position.
Yep. Well, okay. I agree with all that. Here's a, I've mentioned a peek into my world, Chris.
Oh, right.
Here we go. Okay. One tweet today. Where's this one? What atrocities will genocide enthusiast Malcolm Nance defend on this warmonger Wednesday? I also received a tweet that said, so, Steph, you've gone to the pro-Hamas side with Representative Procon and Jayapal. That's disgusting. When's Tlaib coming on? Okay, so here I am, both I'm a Hamas sympathizer and a pro-genocide.
Right.
Zionist.
You're all of you.
Zionist
hey,
hoodlum.
You
okay.
appeal to no one.
So, welcome to my world.
Let's dance. No. Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy pants.
Hi, Malcolm. Good morning.
Hey, you know what? I just happen to be wearing my Warmonger Wednesday hat. What a coinkydink.
Okay, so listen, the reason I called you, because I have to say, first of all, none of my business, but you know stuff online, and you said you're getting pretty tired of it, all the name-calling that you're experiencing online. So the one thing I wanted to address, though, is people keep saying you're being paid by some Israeli organization. And you said to me, I am not. And I said to you, you know how many times I've been accused of being a DNC shill or a George Soros-funded something? Never gotten a dime from the DNC. Never gotten a dime from George Soros. You know, so I feel your pain that, like, you're not allowed to have an opinion. You'd have to be a paid shill for, quote-unquote, for somebody, right?
And where are our big fat Soros checks? Because I've been getting accused of that by right-wing Trumpers since 2015 or 2016 when I went on air and identified his operations, you know, his activities with the Russians. I mean, I literally had got pulled off air at MSNBC because obviously George Soros is more powerful than anybody. But let me address this head on. Okay, there apparently is a very small class of people who have never listened to your show before, because if they had ever heard Malcolm Nance speak on your show or MSNBC or any other show, and you imagine for a fraction of a second that I don't say what I think in my head and my heart, then you apparently haven't been listening all these years.
Yep.
Yeah. No one puts words into my mouth.
Right.
No one pays me. I'm going to tell you that's not true. I was lying already. All right? The last person to pay me was Volodymyr Zelensky, $630 a month when I was a private in the Ukrainian army for almost a year. That's the last salary I had. I don't receive a salary from MSNBC. I don't receive a salary from George Soros. I don't receive a salary from Benjamin Netanyahu. And I definitely don't receive a salary from Al Jazeera, the Qataris, the Saudis, the Emiratis, or Hamas.
Yeah.
Anybody that thinks that, I'm just going to give you a little warning right now. Okay? I'm going to get a little extra shouty because you guys apparently can't listen, read, or think for yourselves. I am a Navy Chief Petty Officer, retired. But they didn't retire my ability to process facts. And my sole job, when I was on MSNBC, when I'm on my Substack, when I'm on Twitter, when I'm on Stephanie Miller, is to educate you about things you may either not know or misperceive. And if you don't have the personal fortitude and integrity and belief in yourself to understand what Steffi might be saying when she plays audio recordings, she's not making them up. They're, well, except for Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yes. Except for your 45 jingles.
Real. Okay? There is a middle where we all live. Okay? For those of you who don't know it, I'm a pretty solid centrist Democrat.
Yeah.
But there are far extremes that would rather tear our party apart.
Yeah.
From the right, I got a text. I personally had the Attorney General of the United States go to MSNBC and pull me off air for 3 weeks because of the because he lied about what was in the Mueller report.
Yeah.
So what I don't want to hear is people come out and say, well, free Palestine, y'all. I want to get rid of Malcolm Nance. Nope, not happening.
And you
are going to have to learn what I'm imparting to you, or you can go listen to Tucker Carlson.
So as a terrorism expert, I have always defended that you have been consistent. You put your money where your mouth is. You went to Ukraine because they were the victim of a terrorist attack, an unprovoked terrorist attack by Russia. You have been consistent in the threat of Russia, both to the America and now to Ukraine. So when, you know, Israel was the victim of a terrorist attack, you went to help, as you do. I'm not going to agree with everything you say about everything. We were talking about our good mutual friend, Maxine Waters. She just tweeted, please, please stop the bombings in Rafah. Yeah. No more children, no more women, no more civilians should be brutally murdered. Please. People are emotional about this. And, you know, but you've got on the other side, Malcolm. Perfect. This tweet, just to get your, Christopher Boozy said, here's Nikki Haley writing, finish them, on an IDF artillery shell. This is the day after Rafah. But y'all are out here protesting Biden while ignoring S like this. So, just...
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm from Philadelphia. I spent the weekend in Philadelphia for two reasons. One, to see my beloved wife on Memorial Day, along with my brother and sister, who were all buried at Washington Crossing National Cemetery. Right? We're here to honor that. The next day, I was in Philadelphia for a root canal. So when I came out of that root canal, you know what I found out on Twitter? While I was in the dentist chair getting a needle in my mouth, there was...
Which is more enjoyable than talking about the Middle East, I imagine.
It's a hell of a lot more enjoyable than what I learned on Twitter, that there was a Free Palestine rally that was carrying Hamas flags and chanting Hamas chants to my beloved, please strike Tel Aviv. This is insane. Not in Philadelphia. I tweeted that this morning. Don't ever let me see that. That's of this morning. Now, I know you don't have it, but this morning, officially, the Al-Qaeda organization endorsed the student protest in the United States. Al-Qaeda officially endorses the Free Palestine protest in the United States. You might remember that. Osama bin Laden, by the way, was not available for comment.
Yeah.
We are at a point here where your opinions, which I protect, I protect with my life.
So
okay? You cannot break up America and destroy democracy because you have an opinion that may differ from the person next to you.
Yep. But speaking of which, you've been very clear about who our enemies are and who our allies are. So Nikki Haley, after she did this disgusting thing that was just very ill-timed and whatever, so she wrote, finished them on the missile. But then she said she accused Russia and China of aiding Iran and Hamas in the deadly attack. She said it was orchestrated by Iran. It was helped with Russian intelligence. It was fueled by money from China. Don't deny that. Well, some stuff... Right. She's right about, but she would like to be Trump's vice president, who will do nothing against Russia ever. Who, you know, can't talk enough about how he loves Kim Jong. What's his?
On.
Thank you. Thank you. Right.
Anytime.
And Vladimir Putin. That right. It makes no sense. Their policies even. They clash.
I say this every week now, and I'm going to reiterate this. OK, this subject is now destroying families. Mm-hmm. It's now destroying, almost the same way QAnon was destroying families. People are judging other people on where you stand on Israel-Palestine. I don't. I spent my entire career in the Muslim world, and I know I'm at 110,000 words in my memoir, defending the Muslim world, defending Muslim people, living with Muslims, praying with Muslims. I've been to shrines Saudis won't go to in Iraq, and I've been to shrines in Saudi Arabia Iraqis won't go to. And I respect them all as a Catholic kid raised in Winfield, Philadelphia. But you know what I don't do? I will not allow this country to be run by a dictator on the basis of your misguided TikTok history, and where you will pat yourself on the back because Al-Qaeda now supports your protests. Please, for God's sake, go out and learn some things. Speak to people who have an opposing opinion. Talk to, I don't know, experts like me. And if you can't, follow my pinned tweet on TikTok, right? The one that says, do I look like I give a flip? Oh. Look,
thank you.
I want you all to understand the stakes are greater. Imagine Nikki Haley, not Nikki Haley, Marjorie Taylor Greene as vice president this time next year, endorsing the forced march of 2.2 million Palestinians out of Gaza into the West Bank. They are talking about doing that. Things can get a lot worse, people. Yeah. And that's all I come on, Stephanie and Miller, to warn you of.
Well, speaking of which,
it can get a lot worse.
Saved a Trump quote for you, Malcolm, that I think is pretty important. Really? Speaking of who our enemies are and who might be aligned with them, he said, and I quote, there is 100% chance that there will be a major terrorist attack in the United States, or many attacks, maybe. I wouldn't put anything past him to get, you know, reinstalled in the White House and stay out of prison.
He doesn't have, you know, and when he says that, he's not talking about foreigners.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw the video that he endorsed the other day on True Social, in which this guy was talking about, let's kill all the liberals. Let's get rid of all the liberals. We're coming for you. Okay. I wrote a whole book about right-wing extremism. I'm shouting now because obviously none of you can understand that we are in danger in America. And some of you are working to guarantee Trump wins because you're single-issue voters. You'll take away rights for women because you're a single-issue voter. You'll take away minority status for your single-issue voter. You'll get rid of marriage equality for gays because you're a single-issue voter. Y'all better be a single-issue voter about the defense of democracy this November, or you're going to understand what George Washington warned about America having a king.
And by the way, this is, you know, Michael Fanone and Harry Dunn, who I love, who we've had on the show, were standing there with De Niro yesterday, and people are calling them traitors.
Yeah.
And I know you don't have any thoughts about this because you're shy, but Trump is considering pardoning Julian Assange.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, I knew you don't have any thoughts. Let's.
Don't even get me started on Julian Assange. Same. That's not the guy you have to worry about. Trump is promised the Libertarian Party, who voted 6 votes out of 800 for him, that he would pardon the guy, the founder of Silk Road, which was the online global heroin drug dealership and weapons black market, who was sentenced to life in prison because they found hundreds of people died from these opioids they were selling on there. The guy was making almost $1 billion. Trump yesterday promised to pardon that criminal.
Because he was desperate for getting booed off the stage at the Libertarian Committee. Yes, in addition to promising to pardon J6 defendants who beat police officers sharing the stage with two gang members currently out on bond for 140-count indictment, including conspiracy to commit murder, Trump finished up the week by pledging to commute the sentence of one of the most notorious drug traffickers in American history. That was it was a list he was given by the Libertarian Party of things he would need to do. And one of them is pardon. He will do anything to stay out of prison, right?
Guess who wasn't on that list from the Libertarians? Julian Assange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not an American. He's British.
Right.
Okay. But he has to show up here. But this is crazy. This is crazy. We have a criminal running for office. And I'm going to say this one last time. I'm going to say it every week that until the election. if you guys don't get your acts together and understand that this is now for the whole game, not your narrow-minded little thing or whether you agree with someone on this or that, you better agree on America as a nation or we are done.
Yeah. Yep. One last one, just to end on a hopeful note. I don't know that we would ever be able to, but you know what? If we double and triple down on democracy and get the majorities we need, I just thought this was so, because it's what you've been talking about in book after book, Malcolm. Finland starts its education against fake news early in daycare, from interpreting memes to spotting manipulated images. Here's how Finland teaches kids to detect disinformation. Mm-hmm. How great is that? Yeah. How great would that be? If we could, if we need to start that yesterday.
We had a discussion about this about a year ago on here, and the Finns now teach what's known as internet hygiene or cyber hygiene, where they teach you from a very young age to double check your sources, triple check. If it sounds impossible, it is. If it looks stupid, it's probably manipulated. I saw Star Wars, what was it, Terminator and Back to the Future fused in a video yesterday, which looked awesome, and it looked real. And I thought, did they remake Back to the Future with the Terminator? But it's all fake. And you have to understand.
Jesus, what did you do?
Christ, that scared me.
Sorry. I was trying to make a point about disinformation to just reiterate that.
Malcolm Nance is not paid by an Israeli group.
Okay.
Malcolm, you know the funny thing is, I worked in the United Arab Emirates for 10 years.
Right.
I'm waiting for somebody to accuse me of working for the Emiratis. They wouldn't. My wife did.
I was making a super loud point about Shouty McShoutface and disinformation. Okay. Love you, Malcolm Nance. Right. We'll see you next
Love
week.
Love y'all too. Bye.
Wow.
I've never activated that siren
before.
That
was frightening.
That's our disinformation siren.
It was very frightening.
Sorry. Yeah. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of Earths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
That siren was not cozy. Cozy Earth is cozy.
Yes. I know. I'm going to need to calm my nerves now. Get back in my cozy Earth pajamas. Get back in my cozy Earth sheets. You know what? Here's the thing. Now that I'm traveling a lot for Sexy Liberal, there's time in between my sheets and jammies. And so what am I, what should I wear on the plane? How about cozier bamboo joggers and pullover crew? You can be ensconced in that same viscose from bamboo. Softness, temperature regulating, earth friendly. Earth friendly. Why am I making all these hand motions?
Well, because you're making the shape of the earth.
Cozy Earth. They're famous for their temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. I'm going to say it's 11 billion threads. I don't know what it is, but it's just the softest surface in the universe.
I don't think you can say
I don't care. Tell me if I'm lying. Go touch it. Feel it. Get your face off it. Cozy Earth could turn every waking and sleeping moment to pure luxurious bliss. Use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com for an exclusive 35% off. Ooh, pure luxury.
What?
The code is Miller, 35% off, CozyEarth.com.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Well, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion of the show brought to you by Chris Lavoie's oiled up, muscly body in his posting Trump's on the Seattle Sexy Liberal panel.
It's not going to happen. He's not going to do that.
Okay. Well, you know what?
As his agent
now
manager,
you're being a C-blocking
as his kill. Agent and manager, he's not going to do
no,
that.
No, he knows he's eye candy. We're going to talk about him like he's not here. We're going to objectify him.
If what we're planning comes through, I'm not even going to be on stage. So, yay.
That's also no, true.
You are not released.
Oh.
Power Life High Impact Protein. What's the point of wasting all my good Power Life High Impact Protein on you, show pony? Muscle.
I had some yesterday, and it was delicious.
You did.
You are very creative, fellow. Because you not only use the chocolate sometimes and put a little peanut butter in for extra flavor, extra protein, but sometimes people mix like the vanilla and the strawberry.
Vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry making Neapolitan shake.
Oh, it's
that's
fantastic.
Yummy.
Oh, yeah.
One scoop, man, and you're supercharging your muscle growth, right? Tony Horton from P90X invented this HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. Even without exercise, he came back from shingles and looks amazing. It comes in whey or plant protein, one scoop a day, and bam, supercharges those muscles, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. MyPowerLife.com, the code is fitness to save 30%, or you can text fitness to 511-511. Sorry. These statements not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, type in the code fitness. Carlos Alzraki, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
On a hump day that feels like a Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Judge Juan Merchan will charge the jury
double charge the mound, you better tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.